This outside broadcast of Rise FM Mid-Mornings, absolutely live from the Labour Indaba at Nutting House, is brought to you by the Mpumalanga Department of Health.
You got that right. We are at the Nutting House. The Department of Health has invited us. You definitely want to keep it locked to find out of the happenings and all the action that is happening right here. You definitely also want to keep it locked onto our socials and make sure that you be in touch with us. Our studio number is, studio WhatsApp number is 072-885-7702. Awesome stuff. I do have right next to me Dr. L. Bayeni from the National Department of Health. Right. Good morning, Doctor. Welcome.
Good morning, and good morning to our listeners, and it's good to be here, and looking forward to the conversation.
Yeah, I must say, it's an honor to have the National Department of Health here for the Labour Indaba happening in our province today with our national, well, our provincial, Department of Health. What is the National Department of Health's role in this case? Nina Ningena Kanjani?
Well, for us, one is to extend and demonstrate that as National Department of Health, we are meant to be supporting provinces. Mm. Because at the end of the day, people will understand that we do not have a service delivery platform as the National Department of Health.
Yeah.
It's the provinces that deliver the care. As much as the minister is the one who is accountable and responsible for healthcare services, but provinces are actually the ones who implement. So it's easier and it's expected of us to be close to where the action is and to understand exactly what are the dynamics and what the service delivery platform needs in terms of improving. Yeah. So when we come as province to national to provinces, one is to offer support, but secondly for us is to get close to understand exactly how is the healthcare service delivery is on the ground. So it was easy for us to accept the invitation from Mpumalanga and make sure that at least we do form part of it. And we came as a team of four colleagues that represent different units within the National Department of Health. I represent Human Resources for Health. There's a colleague who represents Security. There's a colleague who also represents Labor Relations, as well as one that represents Employee Health and Wellness. So we made sure that at least we come and support as a team and have the province understand that National is behind them in terms of the programs that they are doing.
And now you say you are part of the Human Resource for Health cluster. Tell me where the link is. What's your designation and what exactly you get to do here? Where's the link between that and the Indaba we're having today?
Well, I almost became a resident of Mpumalanga. I've been here since Tuesday. The province also had its strategy planning session from Monday till yesterday.
Yeah.
And equally so, I had been asked to come and support and represent and present a topic under Human Resources for Health because we are the backbone of the delivery model in terms of our cluster, because wherever you go, even yourself, you look for the employers, your employees when you go to a health facility. Mm-hmm. So that talks to Human Resources for Health. But the second issue for us, for the Indaba, in our Human Resources for Health strategy that I'm going to talk about later on inside, we have got what we refer to as our strategic goals. And goal number 5 talks to Human Resources for Health workforce management. So workforce is our employees. Employees by nature belong to labor, and labor represents employees. So that is actually where we fit in as Human Resources for Health.
Yeah.
We are here to represent, to present, as well as support the implementation of goal number 5 in terms of Human Resources for Health strategy.
And I don't know, what expectations are you having? I was just about to ask Kukutu Kulumangani, but you went right into that. But you can probably also just touch on your number 1, 2, 3. I don't know if number 5 is the last one. and then tell me your expectations for today.
Well, for instance, my presentation will be reminding the audience that under goal number 5, we talk of workforce management, which is linked to what we refer to as conditions of service, which talks to your employment packages, which talks to your benefits, which talks to your other remunerations.
Yeah.
So we'll be updating on that. And of course, we're hoping that there will be engagements in terms of what other changes can we be looking forward to adding in our policy change.
Yeah.
But also, I'll be looking into reminding and strengthening that under goal number 5, we also talk of conducive work environment, which talks directly to what labor stands for. Because as you would understand, that labor represents the employees. They want to make sure that employees are safe, they are healthy within the workspace. So under goal number 5, we've got an objective that talks to making sure that there's conducive work environment, and that's what we want to engage them with, to make them understand that it doesn't mean that if we are silent, there is nothing we are doing. Sometimes we do things, but we might delay in updating them. So it is an objective of ours. But the last one for us, which is of interest, and we are also going to go around using and learning from Mpumalanga in terms of the other provinces we support. Yeah. We're touched a bit by the theme that talks about fostering labor peace.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to see in the workspace, that at least there must be mutual understanding, mutual arrangements, and understanding that we are here to serve one purpose, which is the client. And whether we come from different angles of being labor or being an employer, but for us, the common goal is the client. So if there is peace in that relationship and there is certainty that everyone understands each other's roles, that will go a long way. So I think that is amongst the things that we want to take from these discussions to say, what are the elements that are going to enhance this labor peace?
Yeah.
What are the lessons that Mpumalanga has learned? So that when we visit other provinces, we are able to say, this is what as national we have picked up from Mpumalanga. This is what we think we're going to support in terms of implementing. Yeah. And some of the issues, we might take them and try and see if they cannot become national lessons or national implementations action plans, having learned from this session that we're having here in Mpumalanga.
Thank you so very much for joining us, Doctor. I believe I'm going to be seeing you around, inside and probably around. And yeah, looking forward to your session.
Yeah, no, you must sneak in when I'm presenting as well. So
I will.
You can add on the notes.
I'll wave there while you speak.
Thank you very much, and thanks to the listeners as well. 90 Talk Midday, Raz FM Mid Mornings, Mpumalanga, Azish.